I got to deal with an issue with you, man.
Yes, sir.
I want to interview you. I want you to blow up. I don't even know all of your music. Mm-hmm. But from what I'm seeing so far, I feel it's our duty mm-hmm. to take what you do mm-hmm. and make it relevant, especially in this city, that we have some kind of a voice, right?
That's what we're trying to do.
Before I can do that, I need to clear something up. There's a line in your song.
Okay, yes, sir.
Play the line.
Let's play the line.
Okay.
We was mastering the pain when New York was calling Southern rappers lame, but then Jack and I slain.
What are you trying to say, man?
I'm not trying to say nothing.
What
I said
saying?
It.
What are you, what you saying, man?
I said it that back a long time ago when I left home mm-hmm. and I was burning niggas alive with rhymes. Mm-hmm. That niggas wouldn't even want to hear what I was saying because of where I was from.
Okay.
Then I got to a point where I started seeing no shots to nobody. Jay, different artists that were prominent hip-hop artists
right.
that started taking the lingo, holla back, bout it.
Okay.
And then even started changing swag, even to the point where it evolved to the point where 50 came out and he sounded like he was from Memphis on Get Rich or Die Trying.
Mm.
Not just the slang. It took the whole swag. Even Drake. Drake's from Toronto. You know what I'm saying? No shots to nobody because people can hear what I do and associate it with a New York East Coast type of a thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not knocking anybody for being influenced by something or taking something on and make
which is hip hop.
Which
taking
hip-hop.
Something and
but yes, I said it, and I don't care who. If you out there, please don't be offended. Go look back. Go get your tapes. Go get the CDs. Go look at the videos. New York was calling Southern rappers lame, and then Jack and I slain. The end.
Jeez. That is true to a certain extent.
I mean, not to a certain extent. It's true.
I mean, but certain rappers were also jacking New York slang.
I didn't say that. If somebody told me, well, New York Southern rappers was jacking New York slang.
Of course. Well, New York came from here.
True. Period. What's the problem?
He's a reasonable guy.
I had to address that. And you make perfect sense. And from this point on, I'm a Jay Electronica supporter. Thanks to Peter Rosenberg for putting me onto it.
Can I say one more thing?
Mm-hmm.
Also, and I make it a point to say, you know, if it wasn't for New York and if it wasn't for hip hop coming out of New York the way that it did, my life would be totally different. You know what I'm saying? So that's when I make a statement like that, I'm just writing my history. I'm recording my history of what I saw, what I've been through. It's not a slight to nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it wasn't for New York and hip-hop and the Bronx and KRS and all these, if it wasn't for Jay-Z and Nas and Wu-Tang and mm-hmm. Redman and any era you want to put, then, you know what I'm saying, I wouldn't be here and I wouldn't be who I am.